Welcome to your solar podcast. My name is William Lord, Bill Lord, I guess, and I will be your host. This podcast originates from the Maine Solar House. You can visit the house at www.solarhouse.com. Our goal is to survey solar publications around the world, digesting the most important news for you, and then giving you the opportunity to go to that particular site or article for additional details. This week's podcast will actually be about our home here in Maine. The home itself was built some, 11 years ago. In fact, we're very fortunate to be within a mile of the ocean. I can see the Atlantic from where I'm doing this podcast now, looking across the Rachel Carson Wildlife Refuge. It's about a mile out to the ocean. Let's do the following. Let's go on the internet and go to the website www.solarhouse.com. And waiting for you to get there, I'll simply tell you that the homepage, the splash page, usually has a seasonal picture of the house from the south side. And you can see that the roof itself is of two different shades of blue. The left-hand side is the solar thermal panels, which makes hot water for domestic hot water needs, as well as heating in the wintertime. And the right-hand side of the roof is composed of photovoltaic panels, which generate electricity. You'll also notice that we have had more than 1 million individual visitors to our site, and there's a big thanks next to that fact, and we appreciate that. Let's go ahead and enter. On the left-hand side, you'll see the navigation menu from solar news to our land, our design, the power, the heat, the costs, the data, our architect, our contractor. We have a solar forum, and also you can email me from there. What we're looking at now is essentially the home page after you get through the initial index. I try to keep things topical. In fact, I just made a comment about Earth Day 2006. My comment is as follows. Once again, fuel prices are on the move upwards. The days of cheap energy are over, and we're beginning to get our heads around the consequences. If we fail to embrace short and long-term solutions now, we place our lifestyle and that of our children in severe jeopardy. If we fail to control our own energy use through conservation and solar technologies, we are foreclosing on the future. If we fail to pressure our local, state, and national leaders, we are abdicating the power and influence our system of government grants to us. If we fail today, we fail forever. You may scroll down, and there is a short video, a Windows Media video, of our home in the wintertime and how it generates hot water for heat. I keep monthly statistics on power generated. And when there is a particular event that I'd like to share with everyone, like the arrival of a new journalism television team, I will highlight that. In fact, you can see on the right-hand side a picture of Lou McNally, who came from Maine Public Television, made in Maine, to report on our home. In fact, our home served as the anchor location for that entire half-hour program. We participate in the National Tour of Solar Homes. It was October 1st last year. It's always the first Saturday in October. We get 100 to 200 people who come here. And as you can see, I have three clips, audio clips, of those who came and observed. So that's a look at that first page. Solar News deals with a more historical approach to our production, our annual output. And as you can see on the right-hand side, we generate, on average, 4.3 megawatt hours a year, which usually offsets our, I actually did the average, is 4.2 megawatts, which actually equals our power consumption. Also, a little item about my architect, Stephen Strong of Solar Design Associates. So there's a lot of information there, and I hope you will enjoy it. Solar land, if you click on the left, shows where we built, its exposure, how we put it together, its distance from the ocean. It really is an extraordinary location. Solar design, the statistics about our home, 2,900 square feet, three bedrooms, two and a half baths. We do not shortchange ourselves at all in terms of electrical appliances. I have a large screen television, lots of computers, microwave ovens, toaster, you name it. Because we have such a large array, the need for being tight-fisted on energy is not really there. Yes, we use compact fluorescents, but we do not in any way, shape, or form shortchange ourselves when it comes to the use of electricity. There's information on the construction of the house, the aerial winter view, and the fall view. Now we go to solar power. Talks about how we generate electricity, and there's a diagram there. Solar heat, how the solar thermal process operates. There's my wife hugging our mega tanks, two 500-gallon tanks in the basement where the hot water from the roof is stored. At the end of the day, here it is, almost May, we have 155-degree water in those tanks, and that's used for any heating needs there might be. Yes, some of the nights go below 30 degrees still here in Maine. And it's also used for shower water as well as bath water. Solar costs, I do a little song and dance about the fact that while you have to invest in the generating equipment up front, the fuel, which we're all complaining about the high cost of fuel today, is free. It gets delivered every morning by the sun, even on cloudy days, not quite as much fuel, and it will never go up in price. And it will essentially never be controlled by a foreign government or taxed by the United States. Let's hope so. There's a section on our architect, Stephen Strong. He is indeed a visionary. Solar Design Associates, first-class operation. And we have regular contact with Stephen. In fact, we will be interviewing Stephen at some point in these podcasts as we mature, because, again, this is our first effort. Our contractor was Tim Spang. He doesn't want to be contacted. He has too many people who call and say, will you build a solar house? And he only works in the immediate vicinity of our location. We have a solar forum where folks can get on, and I do try to keep track of this so we don't get too many inappropriate postings. And you can send me email, which is wlord@solarhouse.com. So that's a look at our website. And I think probably this is as far as I'll go on this podcast. I know a podcast that goes beyond 10 minutes is probably too darn long. And we're going to plan to schedule these every other week. Please send me an email as to whether or not you find this of any use at all. And also what you'd like to know about. I'm here to respond to your interests and also to push the idea that renewable energy is the way to go, particularly now that we're within a squidgen of reaching that peak oil. Thanks a lot for listening. So long.